I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Slow Jam Sundays. This is where we play the best slow jam music for the next 2 to 3 hours. That's right, we're scheduled for 2 hours, but sometimes we feel the music so much that we go to 2.5 to 3 hours, and we get kicked off. That's what good music does, and that's what Slow Jam Sundays is all about. I'm going to bring on the lovely Ashton. Hey, Mama.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. A little exhausted. Had an eventful day.
I'm sure. Today has been, like, very, very interesting. So, Mr. and Kay, we have to interrupt our regularly scheduled program for some bullshit and handle some drama. Please trust and believe it will be brief, and then we'll be back on track with some more good ass music. That's just in case I have to do that disclaimer. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
I really hope not.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we have a call on the line with a block number. Who's to say? I'm just saying.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness, no.
But, you know, I was told to be professional. No. And I told people I'm professionally rude and respectful and disrespectful at the same time. And it was like, oh, shit, here you go. And I'm like, yeah, you know. If you don't want to take me there, then leave it alone. If you're
right,
leave it alone. Don't hit one, Don't start none. Won't be none. Because I'm ready to end it. Yes, really I am. I'm fucking geared up. Been listening to some nice ass music tonight. We're not doing no mixes. We're just going straight in, freestyling. I'm playing indie artists, signed artists. It's going to be some shit y'all haven't heard, or you may have heard off my mixtape, or, you know, I might pull out my little secret arsenal. There is no telling. So, Ashton, do like you always do. Hit me up with the songs that you want to hear, and we're going to do, like, three to four songs set, then we'll come back, kick it a little bit, then go back into three, four sets, song set, come in, talk some more. And we just gonna just kick it and have a good time. For those of you that is listening for the first time, this is Slow Jam Sundays. What we do is we pay the best in slow jam music and put you in the mood. So go ahead and invite somebody over or have somebody listening, because this is the type of music that puts you in a romantic mood. Go ahead and get you a glass of wine, get you some shot glasses. Get you a Mike's Hard Lemonade, or if you hardcore, get you a 40-ounce of Old English or Slits Malt Liquor Bull. I don't care what you drink as long as you're sipping. This is what I do. I make it easy for you to get in the pussy or to ride a dick. The choice is yours.
Sounds great.
So, what was I listening to? Oh, damn. Oh, gosh. I was listening to something before we started, rolling. Okay, we're going to start out with some, you know what? I think some baby-making music would be appropriate. So we're going to play baby-making music. We're going to start the first set off with baby-making music by Van Keaton. And he's from New York, and he has a very nice voice, very nice body. And then we're going to go in with Put Your Ass to Sleep. And then I might come back with one or some Blessed music. I think I'm playing Blessed music because I haven't heard from him in a long time. So, here we go.
All right.
Favorite song. I'll be going like, yay, yay, yay. Oh, you make me yeah. Till I scream out the chorus. Girl, every time we do it, your body get the moving. Building how we make it music, music, music. Let me hit her with the bass drum.
Isn't that low?
No, I heard it clearly.
For real?
Yeah, yes, but that could be Johnny, because you know Johnny, you know, the way he sings,
oh, yeah,
he makes all his people.
Me, the volume, that's the song that I'm looking for, but the volume sounds really low to me for some reason.
Mm, okay.
So, hold on. Let me see if I can find a better, a clearer version. Damn. All right, hold on. Okay, let's see if this one is better.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, someone, you know, love. If he loves you, he needs to show you that he loves you.
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be there for anything you need. Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing. I told you a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby. I know you've seen my heart. I told you a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby. Let me show you love. Can't be easy, you just let it be. Nothing is promised, but I believe it. You give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got. And I won't stop till you get it right. All the trust and all the love. You know we got a lot, baby. You know I feel like you.
Damn, I am so sorry about that. This motherfucking computer that I have, Ashton.
Yes.
Yes. My computer has been acting fine all day. All fucking day. As soon as I say I'm going to do a radio show, that's... See, that's the shit that I'm talking about.
That's that devil hate, girl.
Yes, right.
Take it off. Stomp the devil out. Make him mad. Flex on him.
Yeah, so now I'm sitting here having to use my new computer, and it has Windows 8 on it, and I'm used to Windows, I was used to XP, then I got used to Vista, then I had to get used to Windows 7, now here I am getting used to Windows 8, so I'm just like, man, fuck this. So, this really sucks, because all my other music that I wanted to play for my independent artists are on my laptop, but it's okay because I can still pick it up on YouTube. So, girl. I'm shaking off the haters. Shaking off the
haters. Small thing to a giant, girl. Small thing to a giant.
Getting back into the stream of things. Jagged Edge and Promise.
Yes.
now we got the show back on the road. My goodness. Now, what would you like to hear next?
Now I hear echo. You know, like, have you heard Drew Hill's Beauty in a while?
Actually, no. Is that what you would like to hear?
I would like to hear that. That's one of my little faves from back in the day.
Okay, let me get that up for you. See, this is just throwing me off because I have my laptop is back up now, but it's like shit. So what I may do is just switch over. So here is Drew Hill with Beauty.
Thank you. Something about your love that makes me weep. Oh,
There, y'all can forgive me because for some reason the switchboard keeps kicking me off and then it keeps trying to connect. So it's already 5. So I'm like, damn. Ashton, what?
Don't be frustrated. Let them know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they got to know about that. And I'm sure it doesn't happen to just you, but they definitely need to be aware of the situation because your fans are not appreciating a moment without you when they have their time.
Man, by the time I send this fucking message, them motherfuckers might go ahead and be like, bitch, we don't want you on here no more. Every time something comes, send us a ratchet-ass email. That's because I have to. Like, I pay for this, so I need to get my money's worth. And these fucking situation. Oh my god. What area code is 480?
Oh, I don't know what area code 480 is.
I'm going to find out because they just raised their hand to talk to us. So, 480.
That sounds familiar though.
It sounds like it's in Arizona. I'm not familiar with that area code. That's cool. So, okay. It's the Arizona area code, so we're going to take 480, see what's up with them, okay?
Okay.
480, last number is 1248. You're live on the air. What's up?
Now, you know you are not funny at all.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
No, you're not.
This is Giovanni.
Oh, hi. You got to get cussed out like on some serious ass shit. You were like, get cussed out because she's about to make some simple shit go to some hostile waters.
Oh, I heard it in your voice. That's why I introduced myself immediately. I heard it in your voice.
And you
yo,
know
so what's going on? So what?
And I was like, you know me, so you know my tone.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show, all your archive stuff, and I'm like, you know what? I was listening to your show for like the last hour. My phone been playing your song for like the last hour. I said, let me just click in and say hello, but you know, listen. So y'all sound good. Y'all definitely doing your thing. You're doing it really good. I got a question for y'all since we can talk about anything out of here.
Okay, sure.
All right, so you know the last time I talked to you, I'll tell you, I was telling you some things, and you was telling me some things, and we were sharing some things with each other. All right, so this is the deal. I made a couple of bad moves, and I ended up, my biggest claim to fame has always been, I've never slept on nobody's couch in my life. Okay, so I made some bad moves. I ended up sleeping on somebody's couch for like a good month or two. And dude was my best friend. He was a person from the church. He only charged me $150 every 2 weeks to sleep on his couch. So I paid him because I figured, you know what? It's cheaper than a hotel. It's definitely warmer than the park. So I'm going to do what I got to do. So right around Thanksgiving time, I moved into his mansion, right? So I'm doing real good right now. I'm doing crazy good right there. So long story short, this is my question to you two ladies. Maybe y'all can give me some wisdom. So long story short, I got back with this young lady I was talking to. I told you about Ma, you know me and you kick it. So I got back in touch with her. We start talking. Okay, everything sounds good. Well, I'm busy now because, you see, I'm doing things. I'm doing big things now, so I'm really kind of busy. So when we first got together, I wasn't busy. I was going through changes. I had mad time. Now I have very little time even to sleep. So I got to, okay, long story short, I got different things that's occupying my time. So now I'm getting messages like, you don't want to talk to me, and you don't want to be around me, and yeah, I don't sacrifice everything to be with you. And I'm just working. It's not like I'm playing games. I'm not going all over town. I'm really trying to put it in while I got the time, I got the help. So as a woman, please give me some female advice. First of all, I don't even think you really feel that strongly about me. But the thing is, you just had me hang out with your kids, and you know what I know. If somebody bring you around the kids, they try to take it somewhere. So I'm like, man, you know, I'm feeling you, but I'm still working. I'm a CEO, man. I'm not sitting back like just rolling a cup of joints, smoking weed, and watching cable. I'm actually doing things. So I'm sitting here now saying, well, here I am. I'm a CEO. I'm doing things, getting things together, put my money together. And now you make it seem like because I'm not giving you 24 out of 160 hours a week, 24 out of 168 hours a week, like I'm not a good man now. Take it from there, Chuck.
You really want me to take it from there?
Take it from there. Yeah, I'm done. Just take it from there. Now I'm saying, so because I'm busy not doing the right thing, now I'm not a good man because I'm not spending mad time with you. Because you know what I know as a woman, you want to go somewhere and you want to, your man's going to spend some money. Real talk, the man's going to spend some money. So I don't have a 40-hour week job. I own businesses. If I own a business, then that means that's 24/7. So it's like, if I don't have the money, I'm not a good man. If I don't pay my child support, I'm not a good man. But guess what? All that takes money. So I'm wrong because I'm trying to get it in.
First of all, why the fuck are you going backwards? Didn't you say you used to talk to this chick back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay, if it didn't work it back in the day, what the fuck makes you think it's going to work today?
And the funniest thing is, it didn't work back in the day because I'm trying to kick it. Well, you know what I mean? Okay, long story short, the world don't know me, you kicked it, but I'm trying to get married. You told me, like, I don't really feel like getting married. I just want to hang out. Come on, man. I ain't got no time for just hanging out. That's not me. So you're right. It didn't work back in the day. What made me think? So I'm thinking, if we kick it now, maybe we can get closer to the ring deal. But apparently we not.
So, keep it moving. You're in a new place. And first of all, if homeboy was in your church, he shouldn't have been charging you $150 to sleep on his couch. He should have did the godly thing and just opened up your home because God put him in a better position than you. But, you know, I'm not going to squeal on your little church brother, deacon, possibly down low fucker. I mean, hey, he did $300 a month. But you're in a new place. You know, you've been going back and forth with your struggles because it's something God wants you to do. Because God has given to you, and he takes it away. And every time he takes it away, you fall so hard, whether it's with your kids, with your health, with your money, because you are a get-money dude. You will have always been, even when I met you, like, wow, what is this, 2014? Like, 2007 when I met you when you lived in North Carolina. So it's like you need to sit down and see exactly what it is God has for you because he's taking you on too many highs and he's taking you on too many lows. And when he takes you on your lows, it's to get all that dead weight away from you, whether it's your ex-wife, exes from back in the day, business partners that didn't mean you any good, church members that are in wolves and sheep clothing. I mean, it's just a lot of things that have been going on in your life, even with your health, with your children, with their health being in danger, with their mom. So it's like you need to do a fresh start. You know what I'm saying? You need to start your circle all over. Because every time God allows you to start from the ground up and then you make it up to the top, you need to have a different circle with you, because then that way everybody that's supposed to be with you during that cycle of your life is with you. Remember, in the Bible, it tells us everything has a time and everything has a season.
I like that. I'm not going to even make it seem like, you know, I never thought about it. I never thought about that, real talk. And I'll tell you why, because, I mean, real talk. Yo, I appreciate it. I'm bugging out right now because that's so prolific. For real, that is so prolific. And I'm saying it because it's like the people that I can't even, it's like me, okay, I come to North Carolina now, I'm trying to get at you, and you be like, yo, you know, I know you from 2006. Yeah, but now I turned, you know, I turned a couple of million, so let's try it now. But like you said, I need a brand new circle, and that's the thing that I'm, me and my brother was talking, and so I'm going to tell you something, your lady's going to have a trip. I know y'all going to do it because this is a wild thing. I just found something out about me yesterday. Me and my brother's kicking it, and my brother says, yeah, listen, I hate living with people. Now, he's the funniest thing is, he's sitting in front of his wife playing with his son. He's like, yo, I hate living with people. I said, yo, you crazy as could be. How you going to sit in front of your wife? And we started laughing. So then he says, yeah, but for real, I really like, I don't like being around people. And I told him, since I moved out of my parents' house, I've never been alone in my life. I've always had a female. I've always had a chick. I got married. I had crew living with me. But I've never lived in a house by myself until last year when I was going through this whole crazy divorce thing. And even then, I was going out of my mind. It's like the dark side of life comes out of me from the place by myself. Now, I don't have to be romantically involved with you. Like I told you, I let a hoe move in with me. I'm not going to be romantic with it, but I'm not going to be in a house, a four-wall place by myself. I can't deal like that. Darkness comes out when I'm, that's just freaky to me. So he's like, yo, dude, that's probably why you don't have all these crazy relationships, because you don't want to be alone. And you willing to compromise and accept any kind of garbage in your life just so you can have somebody in your life. And I was like, to be honest with you, you're 1,000,000% right. Yo, I know you're trash. I know you don't mean no good, but at least you're here. So, yeah. So I'm sitting here now bugging out today like, man, that's too deep. So I'm sitting here listening to what you just said, a brand new circle. Let me tell you what a brand new circle means to me. And you ladies, I promise you, I'm going to shut up because I want to hear what you got to say. A brand new circle means to me that I got to get rid of the old circle. So I got the new circle supposedly coming in. I ain't got no circle. You feel me? So no matter what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get new blood in my life. That means I got to get rid of the old blood. I got an issue with being alone, man.
My question to you is, what are your priorities? Like, where are your priorities? Is your business your main focus right now?
To be honest with you, like you said, with everything I've gone through, my main focus is just to be happy before I leave here, man.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I got to get dough to do that. So with that being the case, then, yeah, my priority is like, I guess it's not even my family, because after we got divorced. So I guess the priority is the business.
So your priority is the business, and this new girlfriend from back in the days is feeling like you're not giving her no time. Did you express to her that your priority is the business?
Actually, I did. It's like, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, because when we got together, that's when I was going through a lot of madness, and I was calling her like every day. We were talking every day and so forth. Since we just hooked up together like 3 weeks, so I've seen her twice in 3 weeks. And as far as calling, I'm not going to pretend. Like right now, I got some free time. Normally, man, I'm off from like 3 o'clock in the morning to maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. And I get about 2 or 3 hours of sleep. I'm sleeping on 4 hours of sleep. But I'm working around the clock because I'm the guy behind the scenes. I'm the guy creating the infrastructure. I'm the guy putting things together. So I don't have a 9-to-5. So when I'm saying I'm working, it's not like I'm just gaming, you know, yeah, I can't get at you, I'm working. I'm really sitting here working on programs, working on gateways for different payment processing centers and all that good stuff. So there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be built. But once it's completely done, I'm going to have mad time. But until it's done, it's almost like building a bridge. You're going to take a long time to build a bridge, and once the bridge is built, you're not going to have to work on it for at least 100 years.
How do you feel about her?
How
do I feel about her? How do you feel about her? Is she a person that you want to see when that bridge is finished being built?
To be honest with you, yes, she is.
What you need to do is take her hand and let her see what you're doing. Because you telling her, she's not going to understand that. She's not a business mogul. She's not going to understand what you're doing unless you show her. This is why I don't have time to sit around with you. This is what I'm trying to build. Is you down or is you not? And then right then and there, you'll know if she's for you or not. Because not everybody is on the same wavelength as you. Not everybody is going to understand what you're going through. And if you feel like she's somebody that you could see yourself with during your last days, then you give her the opportunity to make the decision to stay or go, and you let her know what you're doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm working on. Are you joining? Are you on the bandwagon with it? Or you can't get with it? Because right now it's about you, yes. I'm into you, yes, but I have to make a foundation for myself, and I have to make a foundation for my future. And if you're a part of my future, you have to understand this is what's happening right now. If she can't get with it, she'll fall at the wayside, and that's okay.
Wow. I'm impressed. That's two for two. Yo, for real, this is more than just a freaky nasty show.
We're more than freaky nasty.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, real talk. Okay, I'm so for real. I'm so for real. This is like something that should really be on the air. This is good. I'm laughing because what you ladies have said is so real. Because, like, I'm telling you, yo, this is what I'm doing. I'm bringing it down every step of the way. Okay, I got to go to my gateway processors and make sure I can take these kind of credit cards, and they charge me this, that, and the other, and I'm going through it. But like you said,
and
she ain't understanding because she ain't.
So you're going through it by yourself, and you need to at least give her the opportunity to be that down-ass chick that every man wants. You got to give her that chance. And if she can't handle it, if she's not what you're about, then she's not what you're about. And she'll say, I can't deal with it, and she'll move on. Or, you know, whatever she has to say. But if you give her the opportunity to be the team player or to be your partner, then that's something different. Let her see what, expose her. Let her see what you're doing. Because women don't understand until they're brought in the forefront. She might think you're seeing somebody else right now. She might think, you know, you're trying to dodge her or ignore her or, you know, something sensitive. But if you let her know this is what's happening and this is why my day is so consumed, you know, I'm really digging you. Would you like to be a part of this? I would really hope that you could be a part of this because this is right here is my future and I want you to be a part of my future, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you got to say to milk the panties, just say it and see where it goes.
I'm laughing because the thing is, my background is real colorful. I was, matter of fact, a dude who worked for me started the war on drugs in America. All right. Long story short, he's the one that George Bush mentioned on TV. So I was used to getting money from way back when. So I, boy, like I said, I've always had somebody around me. So now I'm getting with this chick, and I'm telling her straight up, yo, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to hype you. I'm going to do what I can do when I can do it. If I can't do it, I'll let you know. But until then, I'm going to do what I do, whatever you need. So now I'm in a position where it's all legit, it's all 100%, but still, nonetheless, I got to get it in. Like you just said, as far as letting her see it, I'm telling you, I guess, you know what, I didn't even see it. I'm telling you, I'm thinking you should understand it because I'm telling you, and I understand what I'm saying. But you don't understand what I'm saying because you're not seeing it. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. That's why I tell you got to expose her to it.
So I guess giving her money is not going to make it.
No.
At the end.
No. Oh my God. Oh my God. You don't give her money because she didn't earn it. My thing is this. Listen, you want one of two things. You want a ride or die woman that was there for you through thick, thin, thicker, thinner, or do you want somebody to just shut up and sit still?
In all honesty, I just want to be happy, man. And I don't want somebody. I don't want a robot.
You don't want a robot? Okay, so then you don't want to pass her money to Sean then. You want to see where that money came from. You want her to see where that money came from and how you had to earn it and what kind of blood, sweat, and tears you had to go through to earn that. Not just for her to just take that money like, you know, Mrs. Jetson and go about her business. I mean, if you want that kind of woman, if that kind of woman is going to make you happy, then by all means, go do what you got to do. Pass her the cash and tell her, listen, I'll be back next week. Stay tight for me. Or put her to work. That's your future wifey right there. Put her to work. Let her know what's going on. And this is what I need you to do. Keep her involved. Women like to be involved. Women like to know everything. Then give her the money because she straight up and down earned it. She was there. That's what gets me about men. You know, they don't want a gold digger, but they sure as hell don't want to teach a bitch how to work something.
Ashton, watch this next question. Giovanni.
Yeah.
Is her head game a felony?
Yeah. I'm sorry, say again.
Her head game a felony?
Most definitely.
Okay. Oh, then she heard it.
Yeah. Get that bitch.
She could go shopping.
I mean, I'll put it to you this way. This is me. I mean, I've been told all my life you look just like a mobster. Now, the funniest thing is when people say it, they don't realize I was a mobster. So now that I'm legit, they look at me like, oh, man, he must have been a quiet boy all his life. I'm like, yeah, that's who I was. I was a quiet boy. So we all sit around, we laugh. So I'm looking at it realistically. Man, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm a decent dresser. Matter of fact, I'm a fly dresser. I do it well. But the whole thing is this. This chick, okay, I'm 49, she's 27. All right,
oh,
real talk.
That.
What'd you say?
Oh, please, buddy. Oh, man. She's 27?
Yeah.
Boy, if you don't go to the motherfucking senior citizen home and find somebody.
Oh, my God. She's 27, you 49. The reason why she with you is whatever you've been doing, and just keep doing that. Mm-hmm. At 27, Chocolate, what was you doing?
I was just coming off of a divorce.
At 27?
Yeah, from being married for 6.5 years because I got married when I was 21. So I was in Atlanta living a good life.
A good life. Hey,
yes,
okay.
Wow. All
right. So was you looking for a man to be with, like, I want to be with this man. I want to, you know, work hard and build with him and have a foundation with him.
I was living in Atlanta. I was in the black Mecca. I went to the club every week, Thursday through Sunday. Hell no, I wasn't looking for no 50-year-old man to take care of me and all that other shit. I was taking care of myself and allowing my wings to fly because I was experienced. I was experimentating with different things. I was in a different city. I've heard so much about Hot Atlanta that I wanted to see if it was going to be hot and set my coochie on fire with some good dick. I wasn't trying to fuck nobody older than me.
And you know what's crazy is that people with the age range thing, they always ask me why I won't date a younger man or why I won't date, like, you know, 20 years older than me. My thing is this. It's called life experiences. I don't care how mature you feel you are or how mature you think homegirl is. She hasn't experienced some things in life because time didn't allow her to the way that you experience things in life. You understand what I'm saying? So you over
right.
here with this 27-year-old girl trying to make a life for yourself, and she's asking you, where you been at? Why you ain't come see me? You know, she ain't got nothing to do. She needs to live life. You've been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the mug, and you trying to calm yourself down when she ready to take off.
Does she work? Does she go to school? Does she do anything?
Anything.
Being positive to uplift herself besides run behind your ass.
And keep busy. Latch your posse, double dutch, hopscotch.
Y'all are funny. Okay, but seriously speaking, though, yeah, she is an artist. And she's, I mean, real. She's done tours and all that stuff. And when I met her yesterday, she was one of my models for the BBU.
Hi, Bad Bitch University?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know, when she was on these tours, she wasn't off being somebody else's bad bitch.
Well, it was tours I put together for her.
Okay, you want to work her 24/7?
But that's the whole thing. I mean, that's really my attitude. If you're going to swing it, you go ahead and swing. I mean, like you said, and I appreciate what you said. I done been through it. I got the T-shirt, the mug, the plaque. I'm even getting an email telling me come back for next year's show. So it's like, yo, real talk, if you want to go ahead and bounce, go ahead and bounce. If you want to swing, go ahead and swing. If I find out about it, I'm cutting. But you do your thing. And that's how it is. So it's never even been a question of is there somebody else, because the moment I even thought there would be. That's a wrap. That's not even a question. Now that I know that. So that's part right there. That's like a Bible. The only thing is, it's like seriously speaking, what you just said is really, again, I'm impressed. Because, yeah, at 27, I ain't going to lie, I wasn't trying to lock down. I wasn't trying to settle down. I was a fire starter. So,
you
know what? You're going to keep it clean, Chuck. You will keep it clear. All I'm saying is, at 27, I was a fire starter. I hate my when I met you. Well, all I'm saying is, at 27,
he was a married whore.
I'm sorry, yeah. You said it again?
When I met you, you was a married whore. She wasn't taking care of home. Other people had to do her job.
Wowzers. You know? And that's crazy. Like, there's some women out there that just want to be cats. I'm not going to lie. There's some women that just want to, you know, sit at home, wait for the money to come in so they can stay fly and icy, and they'll clean your house. They'll suck your dick. It's nothing. They'll even pop one or two of your kids. Then there's some other people who's just like, listen, I'm not ready for that. Like, what are you doing? You gotta watch for that. And maybe she is ready for all that. I doubt it because she's an artist and she's touring. She don't really have time either if she's that, you know, that kind of artist. But you really need to sit down with her and find out what's happening in the near future. Like, are you guys going to try to make it tight? She know what you're doing. You know what she's doing. Y'all are into each other's affairs, building stuff together as a unit. Or she goes her way, go your way. Or it's a sex is really, really good. You know, you make quality time for each other when you can. But nothing more than that.
Have y'all, I don't know if you ever seen this, but this is the new concept of relationships. There was this movie that came out about dudes who just flew around the country firing people. And his relationship, like he had met a chick and they was cool. And whenever they bumped into each other. And every so often, like twice a year, they would schedule it because they were both very busy. And I was like, you know something? That's kind of like a cool relationship because real talk, me and Chalk, we got a thing going, but Chalk is busy doing her thing. I'm busy doing my thing. We definitely get together every Thanksgiving, and we pick another day during the year, but we definitely get together. Other than that, if we can connect up in the city, then we do it that way. I'm thinking, if as long as we mature, as long as we're real honest about it, as long as that we keep it 1,000,000% real, why can't that work? I don't need to be talking to you every day, man. I'm busy. Or is that just crazy talk?
It's not crazy talk, but not everybody is built for that, is what I'm saying.
They're not for it tough.
They're really not. They're really not. Not a lot of people see. You might want to find somebody who don't want to be harassed, nagged, bothered all day, every day. Where you been, baby? I miss you, blah, blah, blah. They just want to know this is what it is and this is what it's going to be. Let me do my thing. You do your thing. We doing it together. You know, but they know, like, you know, certain people, like certain couples who don't like, you know they a couple because of the aura they give when they walk in the street, but they don't hold hands. That type
exactly.
of stuff. You know, maybe you need something like that.
Because I'm looking at it like, this is me and you right now, we talking, Ashley, and we kicking it, and for real, I'm in another state. Okay, cool, you're in another state. We get together, everybody going to look at us and be like, yo, y'all been together, y'all make a good couple, that's all good and great. But the whole thing thing is, when I go back to my street and do what I'm doing, you know I'm not cheating, number one. It's not even about that, because the last thing I got to do is lie about who I'm sleeping with. You know, I just say, Joe, you're asking me for Chuck. Chuck, this is asking. I'm sleeping with both of y'all. Now, if y'all like it, cool. If y'all don't like it, peace. It's really been good. So I don't have to lie to you, number one. And number two, since it's not on a sex tip, since it's not a cheating thing, I'm just a real busy dude, man. I'm trying to get this in. I'm trying to get this in for one simple reason. Like Chuck said, I was in an accident. When I got in an accident, my money stopped. When my money stopped, I saw colors from a lot of people that blew my mind. I seen some horrible things when our money stopped. And people said, well, you shouldn't have to worry about your money. You know what? I shouldn't have to. But unfortunately, in this world, that's what it's all about. Some people rely on their looks. Some people rely on their smarts. Some people rely on their depth. And real talk, I ain't got an issue with playing my part. So I know right now, when I came at Chalk, I was like, yo, Chalk, let's go hang out this weekend. She's like, yeah, well, you know, I got a man. Hey, yo, Chalk, I got a limo coming to you. I'm going to take you to the helicopter. I'm going to fly you out for the weekend. Yeah, well, okay, I'll be there at 3 o'clock. Well, you know what? I don't got a problem doing that if I got the money to do that. Just like Chalk is going to walk by and be like, yeah, well, listen, I was trying to go to dinner tonight. I just ain't got nothing to do. I ain't got no money for dinner. You feel like taking me to dinner? Well, she know because she look good. She's going to eat something off the menu. Now, is it wrong? No, because that's just the way it is in America. And because it is, especially in Black America, that's the way it is. So if you can help me come up, then I'm with you. If you can't help me come up, then I'm not with you. So the reality is, I rely not so much on my dough, because I can tell you, I got a cool personality. I am a good man. It's just that, what do I really rely on? There's some people that can walk in the room, and everybody's head's going to turn because of how they look. Some people because of the way they dress. Some people because of what they drive. Some people for where they live. It's great when you have all four. And thank God, I'm fortunate. So all I'm saying is, like, I'm listening to your talk. And as painful as it sounds, it's some real, real live stuff. So I'm sitting here like, all right, so apparently, she about to get a ticket, man. Real talk. She about to get it. Because it comes down to one thing. Listen, Ashley, I'm listening to what you're saying. And I'm taking you so serious. If for real, I'm going to do exactly what you said. I'm going to let her hang out with me for 24 hours. I'm going to kill it. I'm just going to let her hang with me. She's going to spend the night. We're going to go from my morning to my morning. And we're going to see so she can understand this is not a joke, man.
That's right. But, no sleeping. Get some no-dos and some coffee.
Well, I can't do that, man. I'm already getting 2 hours a night anyway. I can't do no more. But yeah, you're right about that, though. For real, man. Stay up, like, damn, please, man. I see the sun come up every day. That's no game. That's no joke. I see the sun every morning. That's why I be listening to your radio show because I'm busy doing my computer work. So I'm sitting here listening to y'all. I heard y'all talking to, what's the dude's name? Scott CeeLo. What's the dude's name from Chicago?
Oh, JoJo.
JoJo, yeah, me and him connected. He's going to be on my show. Yeah, I loved your interview with JoJo. That was real cool. So I'm sitting here listening to your stuff. I'm studying. I'm hearing it. And I'm like, yo, I'm getting texts at 3 o'clock in the morning. How come you didn't call me? I'm sitting here thinking, come on, man. But you don't know what I'm doing. But I'm like, come on, man. I told you I was working. This ain't a game. It's not like, I'm not hitting the secretary. This is real talk. I'm working. So I like what you said about that, but like I said, it sounds like she's gonna get a ticket, man. Because if it didn't work before, I'm hoping it would. I really want it to work now, but I guess I'm preparing for a ticket. I hope she don't have to get one.
I mean, she's 27, you 49. How back in the day? How far back in the day was?
Damn. Something
you
like to call SVU special
units? Damn, nigga. Hold on, wait. Hold on. It's not like I'm hearing barking, but I don't understand what I'm hearing. Say it again.
She said the chick is 27 now, and y'all used to deal with each other back in the day. How old was she back in the day?
Oh, no, but I say back in the day. I'm talking like October, I mean, not like August, September.
Damn. Oh, she's first ex. Exes are exes for a reason. They couldn't cut it the first time. 9 times out of 10, they ain't going to cut it the second time. You better pass her off to somebody. The hell?
I thought you were talking about some years or something. Talking about some
No, I was married. I was married, so it wasn't years ago.
I can't call it.
I mean, so I'm at a point, I'm just going to be honest with you, since we kicking it, me, you, and the whole world, since we just friends, this is what I'm at. I'm like, I've been told by people, yeah, because you got some dough now, you act like, you know, you can buy people. Now, I've never came at nobody like that, but now I'm thinking, you know something, since everybody's saying that, I mean, I should just buy some people in. It's like somebody saying to Chuck, you know, because you got all this going on, you got calendars, you got TV shows, I mean, radio shows, you got books, you got this, that, you got like, you know, you can buy people. Well, that's not what I'm trying to do, but you know what, since you put it out like that, maybe I'll just literally own me some people. That's not what I'm trying to do, but that's how you feel. I mean, you feel like that's how it should be with you.
But my thing is that you have to know, because when people ask you, you answer, I just want to be happy. Now, you don't want to go into detail about your happy or what would make you happy, and that's fine if you don't feel like talking about that or going in depth with that. But you need to know what makes you happy, and if a person that can be bought is satisfactory to you, then fine. Go for it. But if you want somebody that knows your struggle and understands your struggle and is willing to struggle with you, then that's what you go for, too. It's up to
and
you.
And to be honest, I'm glad you said, you know what, I think I'm gonna call you all every night. I'm going to harass you all from now. I'm your number one fan. The whole deal is like this, man.
Oh,
I don't even love.
The hell you ain't. We already like that now. We can't get rid of. No. Hell no. Moderation.
We have, you know, there's plenty of people that's going to call and ask, you know, questions and stuff. So, you know, take it in doses.
Listen,
that's what you need to do. You need to, like, find out which you're happy and get back to it. And if she's going to be that one, whether she's one of those girls that, you know, you could buy or one of those girls that you're going to have to prove, then, you know, do what you got to do. But you
got it. You know, this is going to sound dumb. I'm probably older than both of y'all. But for real, I believe in romance. I believe in love. I believe in marriage and family. I'm 100% a family man. But my whole thing is, like, for real, what romance lasts? Now, that might sound crazy, but on the real, what romance lasts?
And that's coming from a romantic man. That can't possibly be coming from a romantic man, because a romantic man knows that romance never dies. He's very creative. Romance is
creative. See, that's the whole thing. The romance never dies, but what romance lasts? The reason I'm asking that is because, I mean, really, honestly, I haven't been involved in some of the best romances in my life, but they didn't last. And it wasn't because, I guess that's what I'm doing right now to make sure it don't happen. It never fell apart because my love wasn't true. It didn't fall apart because they didn't know I loved them. It fell apart over money. It fell apart over itself.
That's probably what you started with.
No, actually, no. I mean, when I say no, I mean, yeah, I mean, I would pay for dinner, yeah. I'm not going to let you be homeless, yeah. But when I say, I mean, my ex-wife, I didn't have tax. Well, I did have money, but it was like, seriously, it was just a matter of, you know, she was my girl. We was cool. We was down for 13 years. But the whole thing is, when I got into the car accident, like I said, that car accident, I thank God for it. It showed me who was real and who was really against me, or who was real and who was really not in my corner for me, just in my corner, because there was some dough. So it's like, now I'm at a point where I'll never be without dough. God willing, I'll never be in a position where I don't have dough flowing. Never again. Because I've seen, man, if you don't, well, for me, if I don't have some dough, it got to be an angel that comes by in my life. Because as human beings, I've seen the worst of them. Cousins, family, sisters, brothers, the whole nine yards. You ain't got no dough? Yeah, I ain't got no love for you. That might sound horrible, but that's the life I live. So, I mean, I'm looking at y'all, like right now, with Chuck, with you. Yeah, I can see us hanging out. I can see us chilling. I can see us doing all that. And Chuck, from, like you said, 2006, yeah, we don't have some real serious conversation. But now, that's because of the way we met. There wasn't no false pretenses from the beginning. Ain't no false pretenses in the end. But now,
I met you on online booty call. The name says it all.
That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't no false preaching. But there's one thing now, me and her cool, you know, we chilling. I get in a car accident, it's not like I ain't got no time for you. That's what I'm talking about. I can't live like that. So, like, again, I like what you said. If buying a person, can make, if I can buy a person to make me happy, why wouldn't I? Isn't that what life is all about?
Okay, well, then you know what you got to do.
Ladies, I'm not going to try to take up all your time, but I will say thank you very much. I appreciate all your advice because
you're
really it was sound instruction. So if nothing else, y'all definitely do it well. Keep doing it. I appreciate your show. I'm tuning in. And, man, definitely I wish y'all peace, man. Real talk. Y'all have a
thank
good night,
you.
All right?
You too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes.
What's up, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fucking awesome. I'm fucking awesome.
I'm glad I can help somebody out. You know, I love to give advice as much as I can. I'm not perfect. I don't know everything, but, you know, I try to get people to see other points of views, not being headstrong and bullheaded.
If that's the case, how the fuck did you end up with a stalker?
Yeah. You know, the same way you could push people away is the same way you could bring people so close that they don't want to get, you know, they don't want to go nowhere. That's what happens. I guess it's the charm.
Could be them percolating titties. Time for the percolating.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, I blame you.
How are you going to blame me?
You know, I blame you because you are so headstrong, so wonderful about your shit that people can't get past you. So they think that they're going to rope-a-dope and get past through me. And what they don't realize is that I'm not one of those people that will go, okay, sure, how sweet, no problem. It's like I'm a team player. So if she said no, guess what? It's still going to be no. No matter how you get around it, no matter that kind of shit you talk like, oh, I want to take you to dinner or I want to get with you, but listen to this here, it's not going to work like that.
Well, see, this is what you have to do. It's like you tend to be, like, nice. Stop being, like, super nice. Or this is another thing. When you're silent, people take your silence as a weakness. And then they tend to be like, oh, well, she didn't say anything. Let me keep talking. Oh, she didn't say anything. Let me keep sending this. Let me keep sending that. Fuck that. You send me one round thing, it's a motherfucking rap. I don't give a fuck. You could be Obama. You send me one wrong thing, and I'm cutting your ass off, or I'm going to feed you with a long-handled spoon, and then when I get fucking tired of you, I'm going to tell you about yourself, because that's what
right.
I do. Because
right. That's how I am. That's how I am. And the thing is that when I strike, I'm never, like, loud about it. I'm definitely the one to tell you once type of person, and I don't have to tell you with, you know, vulgarity or anything like that. I'm just like, listen, watch your mouth, or, you know, don't come at me like that. You don't know me like that. And if they keep going, it's just straight cut off. You know, people know. They've been blocked before. They know. And I'm not going to, you know, keep going with you about the same situation. It's just disgusting. Like, we're all adults here. You've been told before how to, you know, play a position or some manners or, you know, some coof about yourself. If you're not going to conduct yourself in any kind of fashion that's positive, you have to go. But I'm definitely not going to be on some, I told you once, I told you twice, I told you 15 times. That's crazy. Still your fault. Still love you, though.
I love you, too. I love myself even more. And I guess that's why people love me, because, man, look. I am part of the media, via radio, via magazine, via blog, and soon to be via TV. So therefore, I have the power in me to put dumb motherfuckers on blast. So, at the end of the day, come correct when you come to me and you come to my co-host, or be prepared to feel the chocolate wrath.
And it don't taste like the candy bars. Trust me, it is very nasty. That was crazy. You know what's crazy is that people didn't think that you would do it too. I'm getting it all day. Oh my gosh, she's crazy. Look, y'all pushed her to the edge.
And I'm not even to the edge. The edge is going to be when I do allow the phone call to come on, and then I'm going to really tell yourself from the very first time you came on the radio show and intruded on our Saturday music show to the point of you being an aspiring porn star wanting to do scenes. I'm not a porn star. And then you send me pictures, but then you talk about, oh, I'm an artist, but you rather take the time out to send me some ratchet-ass dick pictures than your music. So what the fuck do you expect?
All over the place, just like everything else. All over the place.
So I'm going to have to do him like I do artists. They ain't got no structure. I got to put you in one place.
And that's the trash.
Trash is too big. That's too much. That's too much space for them. A little fucking square, a little box. So, you know, people going to look at the video and be like, what the fuck? They've already looked at the video and they're laughing. And they're like, one of my friends was like, he just needs to go ahead and come out the closet. Maybe you can help him.
Yes, yes, I got that too. I got that too. Did you see the other video?
I saw both of the videos.
I mean, it's too much questions about dick.
Yeah, and my thing is, if you really felt that way when old girl was on the show, why didn't you bring that bitch up? You know, why wait till after the show? And she's supposed, both of them are supposed to be your homegirls. Like, really? Everybody's homegirl. Everybody is your homeboy. You know everybody. But then, at the end of the day, who are you? Really, who are you? Besides someone that's confused and you're driving in too many lanes, pick one lane, stay in it, know your place, and keep it moving. Because when you come over in my lane, I'm like a tractor trailer. I'm going to hit you and get you the fuck out my way because you mean me no good. My circle is small because my circle is real.
Right.
So if you're in a certain kind of way, by all means, you ain't getting in through this show today. Tune in on Tuesday. By all means, call in on Tuesday. Stop having your motherfucking friends call my co-host. Stop
that
texting
too.
Because
that's brand new being. That right there, I was like, wait a minute. Now you passing off my number? Like, who does that? Who does that? If I have an issue with you and you're not trying to hear me out, then you're just not trying to hear me out. I guess I'll have to let you cool off. But you going through channels. So now you all the way disrespectful. And will be disrespected. And what gets me about psychos is that they do stuff like that, and then when you lash out, oh, well, why did you have to go there? Why did you have to do that? That wasn't necessary. We could have talked about this. No, bitch, you're not the victim. You're not the victim.
We can talk about it if you let me use my dildo on you and stick you in your butt.
You don't have control. Oh, my goodness. You know, he might welcome that. You don't want that. So now on Tuesday, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, Tuesday. How far will you go to sleep with your favorite porn star or favorite celebrity?
You know, he ain't the only one. We're going to have to get some groupies to call in and answer that question. How far are they willing to go?
That's right up my alley, because I'm coming to New York and, you know, the 15th. So, shit, what would y'all I'll do to sleep. How far are you willing to go to sleep with me? Trust me, I'm not gonna have you fuck another dude or nothing like that. But like, how far? What would you do to fulfill your fantasy with me? Shit. What would you do to fulfill your fantasy with Ashton and them big fucking lit and sick eyes?
Ladies and gentlemen, my Preston.
It's time for the percolator.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a great question to pose. Like, I would love to hear what people have to say.
I do too, because I need to know this shit so I can know who not to be around when I come to New York.
Who to run from? Will they draw a line? Will they, you know, I mean, what is going on?
Man, I am not about to put my itinerary out on Twitter, Facebook, my website, or nothing. I'm making itty-bitty moves, and I might need to go ahead and have some security.
Yes, don't let them know where you're going to be at until you're there ready to leave.
Man. And the events that we're going to, I will have to be escorted there.
Oh, yes, bodyguards. Already accepted applications, because that is just too much. Too much.
Holy shit.
Too funny. Oh, goodness.
Well, you know, we always end at 11:30, but tonight we're going to end early because my head hurts and my proposal is done for CIAA.
Oh, yes.
If you're listening, if you are an artist or you are a brand, a business, and you want to participate in my gift bag, hit me up, chalkmommy03@gmail.com. I have my proposal. Basically, it's $50, and the fee is for the setup in the bag fee, and you send your product to me to be in the bag. It's going to be 100 gift bags, and they're going to be unisex, and they're going to be given out on Saturday, March 2nd, in Charlotte, North Carolina, at a day event at CIAA. You know what I'm saying? Chocolate City Radio and Chalk Mommy is going to be in full effect. CIAA. It's my first year. I'm going to make a lasting impression. So if you are a brand and you can't make it, but you want your stuff out there, because it's going to be thousands of consumers, fans, and supporters in that city, then you need to holler at me at some of the Chocolate City Radio gift bag and get your shit in there. I'm telling you. The proposal is so cute. It has my logos on the top, and it's professionally done, bullet points and everything like that. Yes, I did that. Thanks to Martha from M3PA Services. She's always helping me with my little administrative stuff. So, people, you know, make sure you hit me up. And if you're on Ashton's list, hit her up, and she'll have everything. We're going to be back on Tuesday, and we're going to have the rapper from Green from North Carolina / ATL, Muccini, in the building. And then on Friday, we have Backbone from the Dungeon family. This is going to be crazy. Today starts the official countdown to my fucking birthday.
And yes.
I bet y'all be 44. That's the little girls I'm made of. That's the little girls. Yes, and I'm going to be wilding the fuck out this weekend. Like, I'm going to be super sexy. I'm going to break out the 5.5-inch heels in the back, 4-inch heels in the front, and I'm going to be a tall, sexy bitch for one night.
Take pics.
Girl, I'm going to take pictures of the shots and everything. And what's crazy is Ernie from 360 Automotive and Performance is going to be taking me out. He's going to be coming to the birthday party, and we're going to be doing Patron. I'm going to be like, gone. I'm going to be like, was it Goose Got You Loose, Gone on Patron, and some shit like that.
Oh, girl. Lord.
Lord.
Saturday morning when I wake up, I want to wake up with a hangover, and I want to wake up from being sore. Matter of fact, February 1st starts the month for lovers. February is a lover's month, Valentine's Day. And Aquarius are natural and sensual lovers. So February the 1st kicks off lover's month. So every show, we got to do something sexy. We got to write some type of sexy poem or a little sexy story. But every show in February, somebody going to be feeling a certain kind of way.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree to that. I think every day for February, I should be getting some.
Whoa.
That's right.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And twice on Sundays. Three times on my birthday. That's right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait for these gift bags. I'm thinking to double up on those bags. Because you're saying 100, I think it should be 2. I'm thinking I'm putting in.
That shit is going to be crazy. Matter of fact, after I talked to this marketing guy that's hitting me up on, on LinkedIn, then I'm going to call you so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm super duper excited.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, guys, we'll be back Tuesday night, 9:30 to 11:30. Make sure you tune in, and, you know, we're going to be turned up. And because we'll be, like, a few days short of close to February the 1st. So, you know, we got to show up and show out. So, everybody that was listening, you know, sorry about the technical difficulties. But, you know, once we get it rolling, we stay popping. So, yeah, tonight was a good night. Like Ice Cube, today was a good day. Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. Good night.
Good night.